16-page document for your review and action next week at your regularly scheduled meeting at 6 p.m. This agreement calls for a $30,000 advertising sponsorship and also the coordination of local entities for this event. I do want to note that Ironman would handle all of the production on this particular event if this is approved. For discussion purposes, staff has outlined some discussion points regarding this interest, and I just want to highlight briefly some of those, and this is found on pages 107 and 108 of your book. As you look at some of these points, this is an opportunity for residents in the Woodlands to see some of the greatest endurance athletes in the world. Ironman anticipates that there would be representatives from all 50 states in 25 different countries. A little bit about the Ironman. It's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a 26.2-mile run altogether. There will be hundreds of volunteer opportunities from what we understand from Ironman for the Woodlands, and they are committing to providing $100,000 annually for local charities here. They anticipate attracting about 2,500 participants, as I mentioned, all 50 states and 25-plus countries. They will have a televised audience nationally and internationally, reaching about 1.5 million people in advertising impressions. And they anticipate that the direct economic impact that I'm getting ready to pass out to you would be in the neighborhood of about $16 million. And that includes hotel room nights of about 10,000 hotel room nights, food and beverage consumption, sales, sightseeing, entertainment, shopping. This is for just the event alone. It doesn't include what the impact would be annually. Because what we understand is that people would be coming in here frequently to actually bike this route, run the run, and swim the swim. So that doesn't include all of that that happens throughout the year. So as mentioned previously, there is no decision expected today, and this information will be brought back for discussion and for decision at your 6 p.m. meeting next Wednesday night. Is an event on this magnitude and this scale requires a lot of volunteers. And those volunteer groups would be the beneficiary for providing man hours and services to Ironman to help produce this event. So those are certainly details and logistics that need to be worked out. It's not, but basically those charities will have to earn that by their participation to help produce this event.
But they'll be open to suggestions.
That's correct. Oh, yes.
Enterprise perhaps will be in line. They will generate a number of volunteers.
That's correct.
And negotiating contracts, we actually inserted our input into that. Because it was presented that we did not have any. So we were able to negotiate input into that.
Bike trail,
112.
That's not material. It's all in the Woodlands, or?
No, it would be
in
the Woodlands, but then out, it would move out into the county. And so there is a proposed route that the county commissioners have been taking a look at, and those details will be presented next Wednesday with the representative from what's called the World Triathlon Corporation from Ironman, who will be making the presentation to you next Wednesday. So you'll be able to see where the swim will be, where the run would be, and where the biking will be.
Dr. Hunter, you want to sign up?
Sponsorship opportunity. It looks like the airline's $1 million economic impact. It looks to me like we have some opportunities from that additional sponsorship to cover up 30,000.
Well, that's exactly right, and we'll certainly go after that. That's a good point.
Well, the 30,000, that's our total cost.
Per year. Yes, sir. And as listed in this host-venue sponsorship agreement for a 5-year commitment. We did a lot of research and a lot of discussion on this. We find from a pure marketing and advertising play that it's much greater from the value that's perceived and the exposure and the visibility of the Woodlands. We also have found that communities in the United States, one in Utah, one in Kentucky, actually contribute $100,000 to it, plus large group rooms of hotels. We feel like this is, for what we receive, a very fair value from the pure advertising play alone, not even counting the economic impact.
No, we applied that there may be a way to recoup some of that. That's 30,000. You applied that this pay.
Well, you would recruit, or you would bring that back in, recoup it from the actual retail sales and the hotel sales, hotel occupancy tax dollars that come back in from the investors. Sales tax and not hotel tax. And 10,000 hotel room nights will throw off a lot of hotel tax.
What's your house?
I will say,
It's also more cost than 30,000. Staff has to help put on the event as well, like any other event can do.
I was pleased to see it when the second Saturday in May. Always cost.
I do want to make a point. I know that Nicole will make a much more thorough presentation on Wednesday, but this is a situation that has been a lot of investigation, a lot of work. I know Fred Strong mentioned that the negotiated contract has been something going on for a very long time, very thorough negotiation of the contract. And I have to tell you, when it first came up, there was a lot of skepticism about whether this is really something that, and there's been some very serious examination. And I think as general group, the group that looked at it is very excited about what this would bring to the board in terms of not only notoriety, but money. But money right to our bottom line. So I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
It's been brought forward to the board of extension as well.
How about a lot of doing with
that would be Brett's phone and department.
This was heavily negotiated. If you look at the contract, first of all, we are not the person putting on the race. The World Triathlon Corporation is. This is not like CDI Triathlon is put on by the Park Network. We are simply a sponsor. We negotiated in some very heavy indemnity as well as insurance requirements that we believe will be required by not only us, but the Women's Development Company, because there will be certain portions of Women's Development Company problems that will be obviously the like event. We'll get into the details of the actual location, but the World Triathlon Corporation wants this event, and so they were very accommodating to us with regard to liability issues. As you look, we're fully identified with regard to claims from any third parties, as well as our department and the Women's Development, all identified with regard to claims.
They've just been indemnified. We don't, we require $3 million for a tree truck.
There is insurance requirements, and I believe it's 5 seconds.
Fred, how long would it take?
Right now, or in a matter of
time? Let me ask that. How long would it